always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? What's up? It's your man Don Christian.
And your man DJ Kingdom 7.
That's right, man. The Kingdom's on the line with me today, man. We getting it in. Kingdom 7, man, you came up with the topic today. Tell the people what the topic is and why God put this on your heart for today, man.
Well, the topic of the day is, why does the Bible talk about submission in marriage? And why it's on my heart is, you know, for one, my wife wrote a book on submission. So it just brought to my memories, just being in this day and time, that the marriage right now has really been attacked.
Yeah.
It's good for the man and the woman to know the true definition of submission, not the wrong topic that society gives us, and to be able to do it the way God intended it, so we can continue to build the relationship foundation that God made for a union of marriage.
Right. And I also said we're going to take it a step further. For those that ain't married, we're going to still talk about submission and its importance in life in general. You might have a boss that you got to submit to, a pastor, parents, you know what I'm saying? What other people can they submit to, Kingdom? Think of anything?
Man. Yeah, you said parents. Well, your friends in so many ways. You can see
right.
Your friends, your mentors.
Yeah, some
pastors.
You're right. It's going in, man.
The church.
We're going to talk about those things, how we should submit. It doesn't mean just being a slave to somebody. You know what I'm saying? We want to understand what the proper word submission is. Also, we're going to be joined by our sister. Who we got today, Kingdom, man?
We have a beautiful lady, man, with great music. Her name is Marjanae.
Marjanae.
She's in the building. That's good.
That's what's up, man. So she's going to be with us. We're going to talk about her music. I mean, I was on her website, and, man, I see she got a whole bunch of awards, you know what I'm saying, that she's nominated for or been nominated for. And she's going to probably continue to be nominated. And, man, you guys are going to be excited about this interview, man. We're trying to bring the best in the gospel urban music. I'm going to go to this song right now from our sister Rain all the way from Cali. Pretty much all the music on here today is going to be brand new music. So this song is called Take It.
What's up?
And if the devil's trying to get take some stuff from you, you take that back in the name of Jesus. Let's go.
All right.
Day, I stepped up in the devil's face. Man, he looked at me like I was crazy. Wonder how I had the audacity to run up in his face in his spot, make it hot, make him drop, then shove like a one-stop shop. Everything he got, I need, I took. Then I left him shook, shaking in his boots with a double edge to his head. Didn't know the power of God that was vested in me or the spirit of God I possess. But when I left, he did, and he won't forget. Won't let his mind slip, not a little bit. Cause if he did feel pain like a slip disc, get hit quick with a script, then knelt like a kiss. Can I say that I ain't afraid to jump up in the devil's face and take anything, everything that he took from me, anything that he took from my family. Try to steal my joy, he tried to steal my peace. Matter of fact, he even tried to steal me. Try to take my sanity, have me believing in him, but he's crazy. Think so, can't stoop down to his level, no. Because I've been there, I've done that before. So I can't go that low no more. Oh no, oh no, can't go that low no more. No more, can't go that low for sure, let's go so. Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta take this, take that, tell the devil. I had to say it, can't fake it, I gotta make him my fist to the waist, spit to the face, hit him in the flames. Then I look in his eyes and say, I ain't asking you for nothing, I'ma just Satan, you've been replaced with the spirit I've been laced with, embraced it. And I erased your strength from my memory bank, it ain't the same. I know your kryptonite, raining so hard you can't take flight. Your kryptonite is Jesus Christ. I bind you right now in the name of Christ, and then I loose the light in the name of Christ. I rebuke you twice in the name of Christ. If he tries to try to come against your mind, come against your life, spit one time from the Bible with the one line. Hit him with the Lord Christ like David hit Goliath, forehead between the eyes, and he died. Then I laughed at the past. No returning back to Gath. This Philistine had a chance, but David took a stand, and God's name sitting to his hands. That's how we gotta stand. The battle is not ours to begin or end, even when he comes with a javelin, spear, and sword. Or even worse, the battle is the Lord. So whatever is yours, he holds in his hand. Just take it and take a stand. Just take it and say to him, you better face it, Satan. You can't win.
Don't ask the devil for nothing. You just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing. You just gotta
take it.
Don't ask the devil for nothing. You just gotta
never been afraid. I step in the devil's face and I say, with all my authority,
Jesus' name, move out my way.
I don't even give him time to think. Whatever's mine, I simply grab and reach. I look to the left and I see my things, and then with ease I said,
I'm taking this,
I'm taking that. Matter of fact, I put it all in my bag. The devil looking at me like,
what's that?
And I'm looking at him like, that's right, we face to face. Ain't scared, I got amazing grace. See, Jesus came, he broke them chains, then sent me here to take some things.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
get all up in his face with the spirit you've been laced with.
Go ahead,
spit on him and make him
take this,
take that.
Tell the devil,
get back.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take.
Don't ask the devil for nothing, you just gotta
take.
Take this, take that.
Tell the devil,
get back,
get back.
Give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the king till the day he come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. We'll have fun with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, report to the dance floor immediately. Here we go.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap.
I do hip-hop that's filled with a message. On a higher plane, cause Christ give me leverage. Packed with nutrients, better than your breakfast. To the world, come on, you need to come and get this. Cause you need this a part of your life. Like you need the air you breathe and the sun to shine bright. This just might introduce you to the light. Introduce you to the life, his name, Jesus Christ. Yeah, homie, this what I'm talking about. With fear and reverence, my faith, I walk it out. His name, I shout it out. With my life, I live it loud. Not afraid to rap, I'm been expressing to the crowd. He put the boom on sin, he put the boom on death. I hope you accept before your last breath. Don't reject, man, he just wanna bless. Come on and accept and put the boom to your flesh.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap. Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom, boom, bap.
I'm hearing what's on the radio today, and I'm not impressed by what they have to say. Man, it's all the same, nothing really changed. They need blades to come and wake the game. That's not conceited, more like a true statement. With every boom, homie, I'm breaking up the pavement. Till it shakes up the whole entire planet. God gave me a seed to sow, man, I'm a planet. Deep into the wagons of your own iPod, I spread it out the garden, a rock in the eyes out. I really hope this song make you see my God. He was stripped, beaten, and spit upon the fly. Cause two nails went boom and the third went back. Did it all for you, homie, what you think about it? I'ma put it on the map, better yet, make a step. Saturate the dry airwaves, yeah, and make them dip.
Yo, give me that boom, boom, bap.
need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom boom back. Hell, give me that boom boom back. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom boom back.
I'm about to take from the enemy's camp. Shine bright on a hill, man, just like a lamp. Get ready for bangers from the whole camp. We about to raise a level, man, just like an amp. And I'm amped, you heard me right. LCM is here, baby, and it's time to shed light. And I got my gloves on and I'm ready for a fight. But that'll worry me, man, I'ma be I.C. I'm worry free, man, I got the word of me. And Christ got my back, devil don't want none of me. If you want it like I want it, come work with me. Our life had a fee, it was Christ on a tree. Can't wait for the day that we finally meet. Until then, I'm pounding the streets with life on these beats. Shaking up the concrete for everyone we meet. Man, I'm on fire, baby, here comes the heat.
Yo, give me that boom boom back. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom boom back. Yo, give me that boom boom back. That's all I need inside of my rap. Rep for the kings of the day, come back. Cause all I wanna hear is that boom boom back. Give me that. Give me that. Give me that boom.
Join us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yada Da King NBA playoff advertising. Check it out, man. We're going to offer three of the following for only $40. Splash page and 30-second commercial, as well as banners for 1 month. Background page, 30-second commercial, and banners for 1 month. Or 30-second commercial and banners for 3 months. Check it out. You want to get at us during the NBA playoffs.
As soon as a champion emerges, this deal is over. So go to yada.king.com and advertise today.
Yeah. This song right there was Blaze Torch. Song was called Boom Boom Bap, and all he wanted to hear was that Boom Boom Bap for Jesus. That's what he's saying, man. And you know how
boom,
we do
bap,
it.
The boom bap.
That's right. That's the only way we playing it. You got to keep Jesus in the mix. And we got a sister with us right now, Marjanae, all the way from Cali, you know what I'm saying, which ain't too far from where we from. She's still on the West Coast, Left Coast. But what we want to do right now is we want to talk about your testimony. We want you to just share how God saved you, and you know, even some of the things that God saved you from. Can you go ahead and share that? And then after that, can you tell what he's doing in your life right now?
Sure. Wow, where can I start? I did not start, you know, opening up about certain things that I have experienced in my lifetime until recently, on radio. But you know, sometimes God wants you to do those things because there are people that that need to hear, you know, what you've gone through or what you're experiencing. and how you made it through. And for me, you know, throughout my lifetime, I've lived, you know, in foster homes and, you know, moved from area to area or city to city.
Yeah.
I have experienced, you know, verbal and physical abuse, you know, in different relationships throughout my lifetime. And, you know, amongst the other things. And again, I thank God for not only covering me, but keeping me in my mind, because, you know, there are a lot of women or even men who experience things, you know, of that nature who would not have handled it the way I've handled it.
Yeah.
But I thank God that, you know, it was nothing but His grace and
I get
His
an
mercy.
Amen.
And also the blood of Jesus that covered me, you know, while, you know, I was out there. And so I can, I definitely just want to encourage your listeners to, you know, stay connected to God, because, you know, when there is a commission on your life and when God has a mandate on your life, nobody can stop it. And now, you know, I thank God that I've been through some of the things that I've been through, you know, even now with, you know, trying to save a home and all this kind of stuff. There's so much stuff going on, you know, not knowing how you're going to pay bills, you know, opening up your refrigerator and not having food. You know, I'm experiencing that. But through it all, I can rest at night. And I have a peace of God that is on me that cannot be taken away. And I definitely encourage you guys, if you are going through something, because trust me, we are all going through something. I definitely encourage you to stay, you know, connected to God, because He will give you the peace and the power that you need to make it through. And, you know, there's nothing in your history that you've been through or that you've done that can dictate, you know, where you're going to be in your future. God has already predestined you to be whoever He has called you to be.
Right.
So, you know, you continue to move forward in the things that, you know, God has called you to do.
No, that's good. I think what you're sharing, you know, just how some of the things that you're going through right now really will impact people, because people sometimes they just think, oh, Christians just have that fabricated life. There's nothing wrong in their life. But when you're able to share, hey,
and
go ahead.
I think it's just you know, for some, there's a misconception, especially, you know, for me, as an artist, you know, folks see that, you know, wow, Marjanae's on BET, you know, Marjanae's on Gospel Music Channel, you know, and she got all these awards and nominations, and she's on terrestrial radio and internet, and she's doing big things. And that is true. God is setting a platform for me as an artist. But there are things that I go through behind the music that folks don't know of and know about. And so, you know, we go through things, you know, we experience life, you know, and it's a blessing to be at a place again where you can experience such things, and the peace of God just rests on you, and you can go out, you know, like all the traveling that I'm doing, you know, whether I'm here in Los Angeles or I'm somewhere else, you know, all the traveling that I'm doing, you know, how many people can really stand before the people of God and give them their heart and soul through their ministry, knowing what they're really going through on the backside? How many people can do that?
Can we keep it real?
That's right. Look, this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to one of your songs, Marjanae, the song called Thinking of You. Despite everything that you just talked about, you still have your focus on God. And what we're going to do is we're going to allow some of the people watching us right now to check this song out on Yada.King Radio. Let's get it in.
I was thinking of you, place no one above you. I was thinking of you today. I was thinking how was your day on yesterday, wanting you to come my
sure thing.
They call me Feet Dale. They call me Feet Dale. They call me Feet Dale.
Let's get it. I say faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said. Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith holla, without works be dead. Oh, you know I need him on that tree. He was bleeding, sins he deleting. Guilt be gone, condemnation be gone. Even if my cash gone, my joy not gone. Jesus on the throne, that fair stand alone. And you are not alone like that Mike Jackson. Not move but what I see, in this word what I read. Act on what I believe, obedience is key. Create a new heart, reset me, new start. Gave me a new fame, even got a new part. Number one in my life, yeah, he killing them charts. Make him the same in your life, accept him in your heart. I'm like, faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said,
work it out. Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith without works be dead. By grace through faith I'm saved. Coupon, faith used more the wrong way. Futon, swear that he ready for that race.
No shoes on.
Said that he reppin' for Christ.
No fruit on.
I'm like, what is you on? Jesus, what we on?
Get out.
No, we on.
Light it up.
We on. He who we believe on. The word, what we feed on. The reason why we keep on. Jesus, who we lean on. Strong in the weak. Strong in my speech. Confidence in Christ. Why I'm bold when I speak. In the kitchen with the heat. We still got peace to live. It's Christ's ass game. My God is beast. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed. Don't be mad at me, I'm just doing what he said. What he said.
Work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Now work it out.
Holla, 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 holla.
Cause faith without works be dead.
Holla, holla.
To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be got day. Fight, live godly, crucified dead by death. Holla, holla. To just live by faith, so just live by faith. Not move how we feel, move by God. Say it, they be got day. Fight, live godly, crucified dead by death. Holla, holla. Faith without works be dead. So I'm on the grind, but your boy be led. And I'm in the word, cause I gotta get fed.
Yo, that song right there.
I'm just doing what he said.
That's right, faith without works is dead. The song is by Fidel. The song is called Work It Out, man. And you gotta work out your faith. And the word of God says, in fear and trembling. And we got somebody that's working their faith right now. You know what I'm saying? As we've been chopping it up in the live stream, she was saying, hey, the biggest thing I try to do is be transparent and share, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in my life. And sometimes it's a walk of faith, man. You know what I'm saying? But Kingdom 7, man, I know you got some good questions for her regarding the music business with our sister right now.
Yeah. So, Marjane, being that you're in the music industry, who would you like to collab with? Who have you collabed with dealing with artists, producers, or anybody in the music arena, rappers, that you would like to collab with? And or are you collabing with any right now or in the future?
Well, I'm currently not collaborating with any artists right now. I do have a desire to do that. I would love to work with Dietrich Hatton and Lecrae. I love both of those guys. Are just awesome to me as not only gospel rappers, but you know, true ministers of the gospel, and I love that. So you know, and they'll probably say, "Well, how would you want to do that?" But I do, you know, hooks for different, you know, gospel rappers and things of that nature that are trying to come out. So, you know, we're definitely, you know, that is on my wish list, so to speak, to do a collaboration with Dedrick and Lecrae. I have Miss Kim Burrell and Kelly Price. I love those ladies as well. Definitely right. would love to do something with them. So, you know, it's just a matter of me being at the right place at the right time or having that right person hear me and, you know, and spread that word for me. And I believe that it will happen because you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm. I know so since you said some names like that, you got to throw the Clark sisters in there too. I already know you got to throw them in there.
Oh my goodness, that would be awesome. Now I have actually opened up for Miss Karen Clark here when she was here at the LPAC Theater, and this was some years ago as well. And so just to be able, you know, be one of those artists to open up for her when she was here, that was awesome. Because when I got the call, I'm like, who, me? Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
And, you know, and I, oh my gosh, it was such a blessing. So, yeah, I mean, to definitely, you know, get that opportunity to do a collaboration with her or her daughter, Kiara, I mean, that would be awesome, you know. And I've had last year, I believe it's last year or year before last, it might have been the end of 2009, where we did a taping for the BET Celebration of Gospel, their 10th annual anniversary. So I was able to, you know, open up for Bobby Jones and the Nashville Super Choir on BET Gospel. So that was an awesome opportunity as well that I had a chance to do. So it's a lot of things that that God is allowing to happen, and I just have to make sure that I'm in the right place at the right time. I always tell, you know, people that, you know, that email me or just, you know, just chatting about, you know, God in general. And I always say, you know, right now there's a shifting in the spirit realm taking place. And if we are not in the position where we're supposed to be, we're going to miss what God is trying to do. So my prayer is that I'm always where I'm supposed to be so that I don't miss what God needs to do through me.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
No, that is good, man. And let me ask you this. What would you say the main purpose of your music is for somebody that has never heard Marzenay besides, you know, the songs that we're going to play in this interview? What's the main focus that you're trying to push with your music?
Well, the main focus is, you know, experiencing God, you know, on the different, you know, levels that, you know, when it comes to worship and when it comes to praise or if you're just needing an inspiration, you know, an inspirational word from God. I mean, those are the things that I desire that you hear when you're listening to my music. And that's why I was saying when I write these music and they're recorded, I sit down and I listen to it from start to finish.
Yeah.
Now, if I don't feel the presence of God in it, if I don't, you know, there's certain songs on my current album like Holy Spirit and Holding On, you know, if I don't feel the Spirit of God through those songs, I'm not, you know, flat out on my face, you know, then I haven't done what God has asked me to do. And that's why it's important that we decrease, that God may increase, especially when we're doing all our music. Because, again, it's not about Marjanae.
Right.
It's about God and what message is that, you know, the message that God is trying to portray through me, you know, and I'm just a messenger. So, and because of my relationship with Christ, you know, I'm able to, you know, lay before him, you know, and say, okay, God, is this what you want me to do? You know, and if it settles in my spirit, then I know that that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
Wow. So, Marjanae, when you decide to be able to go on tour to other countries, where would you like to perform at? Being that we have a lot of tragedies in the world right now, what do you think your music will be able to minister to out the world?
Oh, wow. I mean, there's so many places that you can travel. I mean, I definitely want to travel to Japan. I've always wanted to go to Japan. I've always wanted to go to the UK. I've always wanted to go to Haiti. I mean, there's so many different places that we can travel to where we can spread, you know, the love of Jesus Christ and let those folks be, you know, introduced to, you know, our style of worship or our style of praise, you know, and our style of inspiration. I mean, because those folks, they need a word from God, you know, especially with Japan. You know, it's a time now where, you know, we have to be prayed up for them. And my prayer is that those folks will, you know, totally submit to God and say, okay, have your way, Lord. Because God, you know, I always say God is not going to, you know, allow anything to happen unless he gives word, though. You know, he has to give the okay. And with all these tragedies and things that are happening in the world, God is trying to get our attention. Okay? He's not playing with us.
Right.
You know, we're living in a day where, you know, and I always say this too, that there's still a need and a call for holiness and righteousness. You know, do we see that anymore? You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, you know, it's time out for playing, you know, the games and time out for the shows. We need to experience God at his fullest, period.
Right. She about to preach. She about to take somebody's head off. She said, holiness and righteousness.
I'm not trying to go there, but, you know, I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth.
Amen.
I mean, we have, you know, the generation that we are, you know, that's coming up now. You know, even for me being a mother, you know, my son will be 15 next month. And so it's like you have all these different influences and things, you know, out there in the world, and they paint this picture like everything is fine and dandy until they capture these folks. And then once they capture them, then it's hard for them to get out because now, you know, they sucker them in. You know, I always say, don't get bamboozled. You know, you need to know what you're walking into, you know, and definitely, you know, for us parents, we have to keep our children covered.
Yeah.
You know, pray for them.
Yeah.
You know, like my son, you know, he don't be knowing I'll go in his room in a minute and I'll put some anointing oil on his backpack, in his shoes, on his pillowcase, everything. Because I got to keep him covered. You know, I don't want him to, you know, be in a place where he's like, okay, well, I'm 18 now, so I get to do what I want to do. And it's not like that. Because if he gets out there, he's going to fall flat on his face. The world will give you so much to reel you in, and then once they reel you in, then that's it. And they drop you, you know, where they picked you up at. You see what I'm saying? And it's like we have to be, oh my gosh, we just have to, for this generation today, my heart just pours out, you know, because I see the influences that, you know, some of the artists in the mainstream world is, you know, what they're influencing these children with.
Yeah.
You know, and I always tell my son, you know, no, you can't watch everything. No, you can't listen to everything. And it's not like I'm being mean, but because I know the spirit by the spirit. And if my spirit don't agree, then you're not going to listen to it.
Right.
You're not going to watch it. You know, so, I mean, we have to be protective over our children, you know, and even some of the adults. I mean, the enemy is not playing and God is not playing either. And, you know, none of this stuff that's going on out here, you know, with these mainstream artists and, you know, all these different things. I mean, it's nothing new. They're getting a little bolder. But I always say God he's going to have the final say, though, so it doesn't matter.
Amen.
Because God is eventually going to have the final say, though.
Can I keep it real?
So, I mean, it's just, you know, we just have to get to a point in our lives where we want to do nothing but please God. And
Amen.
Do what God has commanded us to do. I mean, accountability. You know, folks forget about that. We are still accountable, you know, for the souls that we touch, whether we're rapping to them, whether we're singing to them, whether we're doing artwork for them. It doesn't matter what you do. We are all accountable for the imprint that we leave on somebody's soul.
Yeah.
We're accountable.
That's good stuff.
Preaching and preaching, ain't she?
Hey, yeah. She going in, man. Hey, and I know one thing about our sister. The joy that she has isn't from this world. It's from God himself. Tell them a little bit about this song, This Joy.
Wow, This Joy is Joy. It's one of the singles from my current album, Won't Let Go. And I find myself, I'm always in the kitchen when I'm writing my songs, or, you know, it could be, you know, after prayer time or during my fasting. Oh, my gosh, it's just so much stuff that God reveals, you know, when you have your prayer and your fasting. But I was in my kitchen again, cooking. I love to eat. So if I ever come visit y'all know to feed me, and I'll be all right, okay?
You got it.
But definitely, I was in my kitchen, and I just started thinking about all of the things that God has done for me, not only as an artist, but as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, spiritually, mentally. And I'm like, wow, he's just so amazing. You know, and he keeps on amazing me. And that's when I came up with, you know, this Joy. And it's just, you know, that's my dedication and my anthem to the Lord. You know, letting him know that, you know, the world didn't give me this joy that I have. You gave it to me, and the world can't take it away. And I mean that. And that's what, you know, the message portrays in the song, This Joy.
All right, so let's check this song out. This Joy by Marzenay. And where we at, Kingdom?
Yada the King Radio.
All right, let's check it out.
If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? If it wasn't for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? And would I be alright? When I'm down, he picks me up. He never leaves me. He's there for me. There for me. Yeah. Lift the cloud from me, 'cause there is no defeat.
No defeat.
Give me strength.
gospel to the east. Take the gospel down south. Cause I'm touching that cross. That cross. Cause I'm touching that cross. That cross.
Look, I don't want no part of new creation in Christ Jesus. Transformation from a monster, bringing light into the children that are lost up in the darkness. Push that cross so hard, Blue Shield wanna sponsor.
Got that reconciliation, we preach it to the nations. The glory of the gospel of Christ Jesus revelation. Clicked up on the block, no guns, no phone. Got the sword of the spirit, it ain't hit you like boom, boom, boom.
Cause we don't want your drugs no more. Keep your cash in your cars and clothes. We reppin' the king who's sitting on the throne. Pushing that cross, so y'all better
take the gospel to the east. Take the gospel to the west. Take the gospel down south. And bring it up top again. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it, I push it. That cross, I push it. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it, I push it. That cross, I push it.
I'm not no Bible scholar, no, I'm not as fast as them. But give me that word and I break it down just like an acronym. Breaking it down like Lego blocks. Talk about Christ and it ain't gon' stop. Talk about life and it ain't gon' pop. And we bring more spice in the queso pot. See, we need that cross, push it by all means. See, that cross is the medicine, Walgreens. If this life is traffic, I'm singing all green. Living life and through Christ, I can do all things. I know we living scary, but we been missionaries. I'm just doing my job, so Christ is necessary. I made this my life, my wife, I'm staying married. His love doesn't vary, so my cross I'ma carry.
Take the gospel to the west. Take the gospel down south.
Lost, remaking they vision, and making they vision, he making them Christian, and making them Christian, he's making them a witness, so he can later go and take them and make them go fishing, and why they go fishing, he's taking the fish, and taking the fishes, he's making them Christian, he's cleaning them, replenishing them, making them listen to the word of God, so he can take them and make them go fishing.
It's like a cycle, man, it's like recycling, we used to be lost, now reaching the lost like Christ's disciples did, we on the grind for the king, and Christ is liking it. Not pushing us off, we pushing that cross to Christ and fight bullshit.
Take the gospel to the west. Take the gospel down south. And bring it up top again. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it, I push it. That cross, I push it. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it, I push it. That cross, I push it.
Pushing that cross like a mower. I got it in my hands and it's still on my shoulders. I'm going down south where I made prayer grew up. Just to tell them all about my main man Jehovah. I'm not a holy roller, but I roll with he who's holy. And take them to the places that I know them people hungry. I'm trying to feed them Jesus, I don't care if they get greedy. He's got enough to go around just like some recent pieces. I take them to the west where them jerk kings is at. And push about the truth while they throwing up their sets. Into the east coast of the five barrels. And give him Jesus like a new pair of bows. I push it.
Take the gospel to the west. Take the gospel down south. And bring it up top again. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it. I push it. That cross. I push it. Cause I'm pushing that cross. I push it. I push it.
That cross. I push it.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
Real hip hop. Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com,
the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads?
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more.
And more. At the South. At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to westcoastfire.com now.
Streaming online at
westcoastfire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
Yo, that was Erica Dania. Got a new single she just released called Pushing That Cross. That's what we pushing. And if people check behind the veil to see what we repping, we're going to be repping Jesus, just like Marjanae was saying in the live stream, man. And that's really what's up. Kingdom 7, man. You came up with the topic for today. We're going to ask Marjanae about this topic. Tell her a little bit about it.
Well, today's topic is talking about submission in marriage. So, Marjanae, can you tell us about what do you feel and how God has led you to be submissive to your husband, other things, other authority figures, as well as how you being submissive to your husband helps him to be submissive to you?
That's good.
First and foremost, marriage is to be between a man and a woman. I don't care who has spoken into your ear and what you see on TV and around the world, what they portray. And the marriage is sanctified,
yes.
Okay, through a man and a woman, period. There is no debate on that. So definitely, as far as being submissive, you know, wives being submissive to their husbands, it's work for us. Because as for me, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, I was a single mother for 10 years before I met my husband. So I knew how to get things done. You see what I'm saying? I knew how to get it done, when I needed to get it done, how I needed to get it done. And so when you're marrying, you have to step back and allow your husband to be that headship over your home. Because that's the place that God put the man to be. He's right. The head. And, and a lot of ladies, you know, will have a problem with that. And it's not bad being, you know, submissive to your husband, you know, and, you know, just allowing him to be, again, that man that God has ordained him to be for your family. And sometimes it can be difficult. You know, marriages aren't perfect. We all know that for those that are married. But again, we have to allow God to be the foundation, the core of the marriage. We have to. Everything has to be in order, because again, if there's no order, then nothing will flow in the manner in which God has designed it to go. And then we also have to be careful not to allow the enemy to come in. He can infiltrate in any matter. So you got to be careful, whether it's through your finances, whether it's through your attitude, your mood, whatever it is, the enemy will try to infiltrate wherever he can. And that's where you need to have a strong foundation in Christ with God, and allowing God to, you know, form you guys as a one unit. And so as you walk in the power of God, you can withstand anything that the enemy would try to throw your way. You know, so we have to be careful, you know, and be mindful that, you know, we have an enemy out there that is still here to steal, to kill, and destroy.
Amen.
And we got to know how to overcome the enemy's tactics. They aren't new. Like I said earlier in the interview, they're not new. They're getting a little bolder, but they're not new.
Right.
But if we can equip ourselves with the power of God, we can make it. You know, and it's a beautiful thing for me to see, you know, different couples that are around now that have been married 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
Because you don't see that anymore. You know, and that's a place where I want to be. You know, I want to be married for 40, 50, 60 years.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, seeing what you see on TV. You know, everybody's marrying everybody, you know, and they don't stay together.
Right.
You know, that a union between a man and woman is the most beautiful thing that you can experience, period.
Right.
You know, and so, it, you know, for us to see what we see out there in the world and how they portray marriage, again, it's this place in my heart that I feel so, I mean, there's times I will be out and about or even watching TV and I see certain things and my spirit just cries out and I just start crying, you know, and I'm just like, Lord, because it doesn't, it's not right. It's not God's design. It's not his way. You know, and so for us that are, you know, Bible readers and teachers and influencers and, you know, whatever it is that we are doing, I mean, we definitely have to be mindful that, you know, the Bible is still our daily instruction on how we can live in this world today, period.
That's
if
right.
we follow those things, we will be okay. You know, of course there's going to be bumps in the road, you know, husbands, wives, you know, even those that desire to be married, but he hasn't come yet, or she hasn't come yet. You know, we have to, you know, and I always, it's funny because I'm married, but sometimes I'll speak to single people, you know, women or men, and I always say, you know, being single is great. We have to go for those that are single. I was once single. We have to allow God to groom us for him first before he can bring that special person in your life.
Yeah.
We got to know how to be a bride to Christ first.
Mm.
And so if we can do that, then when that man or when that woman comes, then we know how to love them.
Okay, so Marjanae, with that being said, there's actually a question in the chat room from Christ follower. She says, what does Marjanae think about the stance of some people who believe that submitting to your husband or your wife means allowing yourself to be walked over and you're no longer true to yourself? What do you think about that?
Can I keep it real?
Well, I don't think that any woman wants to be in a situation where, you know, the man is just walking over, you know, or being a doormat, so to speak. That is not God's design. I believe that some things that God allows us to happen so that we can learn from it.
Right.
Again, you know, we have a free will, and everything that we do is done by choice. So sometimes, you know, with this relationship in particular, we have a choice. God always shows us things during our courting period when we're dating that particular person. God shows us. We may not see everything, but God shows us certain things about that person's character.
Yeah.
His integrity or her integrity while we're dating. And then again, that's when the decision is made. Okay, well, is this person right for me, Lord? If he doesn't say yes, then I wouldn't move. I've been in a situation, you know, where I've done that.
Yeah.
I've done that. I've been in relationships that I had no business being in, and God didn't say, yes, Marjanae, you be in that relationship. I've done that. I know what it feels like to, you know, to experience that.
Being
in a relationship and God didn't, you didn't ask God for that relationship. Or you didn't ask God if that was the person that you were supposed to be in a relationship with.
Yeah.
And so when all hell break loose, you see what I'm saying? Then it was because I did not consult God about it. So, again, you know, we don't want to be in a place to where we're in a relationship with a guy who's just doing whatever or being abusive or, you know, verbal or physical or whatever the case may be. If you're not married and that's the situation that you're in, you have time to run. Flee now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nah, that's
so,
what's up.
I mean, and then just definitely seek God on what direction you need to be in. And most women, and I could speak again for this because I've been through it, most women will go through situations like that, and then they try to latch on to someone else that they need to try to fill that void. But the void is really not being filled. It's temporary.
Right.
And so, you know, and then it's just a cycle that's being completed because we're not really letting God do what he needs to do in us spiritually, you know, before that right person comes. It's like having a puzzle. You know, you can't put any piece anywhere on the puzzle. It has to fit.
Right.
Now, that's, and then once all the pieces are together and they're perfectly fitted, then there's your picture in the puzzle.
Amen. So you hearing Marjanae share that info. We got a song from you that we gonna go through and let the people hear. After they submit, they can get their breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? And your song is called Get Your Breakthrough. Amen. Tell them a little bit about this song right here.
Wow, Get Your Breakthrough is another favorite of mine from my current album, Won't Let Go. And I thought about people in my writing this song. I thought about people who I have met along this journey, and you'd be surprised when you come off the stage and, you know, folks come up to you and they're wanting prayer, or they need a hug, or they're crying on your shoulder because of things that are happening, you know, in their lives. And I was at home thinking about all of those faces, all of those tears, all of those people. And I remember I just said, Lord, we need a breakthrough. You know, not just them, I need one for myself. You know, and again, you know, the melody came and then that baby was birthed. And so I said, wow, it's a great song. And so we actually did a video to Get the Breakthrough that is currently in rotation on BET Video Gospel and Gospel Music Channel. So bless God for that, because, you know, there are folks that need to hear that. You know, get your breakthrough.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And from whatever it is that you may be experiencing, we all need to get our breakthrough, period.
That's real talk. So we're going to do this. We're going to go to this song by Marjanae, Get Your Breakthrough, on Yada, the King Radio. Let's check it out right here.
So don't you worry, don't you worry about Now you see, back in the Old Testament, God was, he was only available to the house of Israel. But you see, when Jesus came and died, something happened. The veil was torn, and it became available for anybody who will call upon
it. Yeah, life's the struggle, a constant battle, no raft to paddle. Try and keep my head above the water. Praise God that my past is what made me stronger. Since I took up my cross and I bear that armor. Never did feel good standing on them corners. Living all type of evil for the love of that money. Rude looks on my face, my mentality ugly. With a fornication problem like David to cover me. No feelings in my heart like my soul was numb. Kept the pistol in my bag, kissed the jackets. Come. Moms tried to have me up in the church when I was young. But seeing the hypocrisy, I ain't want none. My spirit's on the run, it was headed for destruction. Trying to find me at a heavy street hustling. Ready to deceive at a selfish greed. Money over women be the D-boy's creed. Quick to preach values I learned on the street. By the dudes that I seen getting money off of D. Far from complete, though the money still came. All the things that I had couldn't banish the pain. But things got strange, foul spirits, I could feel them. I heard Jesus calling, but I wouldn't get near him. Sipping on the venom, wasn't trying to change. So instead, I just told the inception of the game. East Palo Alto, I stuck to the cold. The product of his environment, I ran with the roads. Now I'm getting worn out, riding the broad road. And my lifestyle rapidly spun out of control. After a while, my spirit started grieving. My future soul's been looking for completion. Never had a problem with living by hood politics. Pride and respect be the reason why we follow them. Pops used to tell me that tomorrow's never promised. It may be young now, but you'll know how much longer till your life's gone and the good Lord calls you. How would you respond with that burden upon you? I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came and turned my life around. Now I'm a product of the script.
I am a product of the scripture.
Now I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture. A product of salvation. Open epistle, read by the neighbors. Heck yeah, I'm thankful for the things he's done. So I let the praise roll off the tip of my tongue. Glory to the Father and the resurrected Son. And the Holy Spirit who descended like a dove. And dwelling on who confess a man's woe. When I came up out the world and gave rest to my soul. Walking in deliverance, my spirit feels whole. After running to the cross, bowing to your bloody toes. Father, forgive me in Jesus' name. I had a false sense of honor, disguising my shame. I have sinned against you, against myself, and against heaven. I owe you my life, I am heavily indebted. 1 John 1:9, born with a blessing. You're faithful to forgive my sins if I confess them. And so I confess those deeds. The intentions of my heart, can you wash them clean? Can you give me ears to hear and eyes to see? So I can discern these wolves who disguise the sheep. He is not the same camp that he used to be. These are not the same things that he used to speak. See, I'd rather speak life to edify the mind and tearing each other down from operating in pride. Jesus, I thank you for elevating my rhymes. This is your life, I'm just letting it shine. Cause you said you came to serve and not to be served. So I'm gonna use these talents to spread your word. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came into my life around. Now I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
Now I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scriptures.
Father, I just pray right now for the eyes to be open, for the ears to be clear, and for the heart to be softened. That people will hear this and receive your message with power and authority. That Christians will begin to rise up and stand for the truth they know, which is in Jesus Christ.
Stand for the truth, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the homie Cam, the product from Cali. His that song was actually called The Product, man. And the product we got to push is Jesus Christ, man. Not no CDs, right. Not any agendas. It's Jesus. And I know a sister that's doing the same thing in Southern Cali where it does snow, because she told us about it. You know what I'm saying? But Marjanae, we want to say thank you for coming on with us. It was a
You're
pleasure.
Welcome.
Yeah, it was definitely a pleasure. We want you to share with the people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, definitely visit me on my official website, which is www. marjanee, that's MARJANE music.com. You guys can get all of the exciting news and latest updates and information on where you can purchase the album. We're living in a time now where everybody buys, you know, music digitally, so you can definitely get it online at your Amazon, your iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody. It's there. If you Google me, or, you know, just put search gospel artist Marjanee, I mean, I'm everywhere. So, you know, you all are there, you know, can get the music and everything. Definitely follow me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/JJAE. I'm sorry, JJANE Music. So JJ Music. I'm also on Facebook. I'm still on MySpace. And I'm on probably 20 or so different social networks that are out there right now. And so you guys can pretty much find me everywhere.
Yeah.
Definitely support me as an artist, not just myself, but there are other great artists out there that are trying to really do some things for the body of Christ, and so definitely support them as well.
No,
that's
good.
Amen.
No,
that's real good. Kingdom, man, you got any questions about the album that just came out? You know what I'm saying? How can they get that? What's the name of your album, actually, Marjanee?
The title is Won't Let Go.
And is it out right now? If they go to your website, they can purchase that?
Oh, yeah. It's out now. It's out now. You can get it, again, anywhere online. If you are in the Los Angeles area and you're tuned in to the radio show tonight, we do have the CDs at Word of Life Christian Bookstore in Los Angeles. We have it at 2 VIP record stores in Los Angeles and then one in Long Beach. And there's also Magic Disc Records that's in Carson, California. So you're able to get the physical CDs there as well.
All right, man. And the way we like to end the show is like this. Do you have any last words that, you know, God has really been speaking to you that you want to speak to the people right now?
Oh, wow. Because I think God has already spoken earlier in the interview, but definitely encourage you all to keep God as the foundation of your ministry, of your life. Whatever it is that you are all trying to do, because again, God's best foot is put forward when we stay connected to God, and our blessings and our favor come through our obedience. We have to be mindful of that as well. So definitely, if you all have desires of your hearts that you are wanting to do, things that you want to accomplish, it can be just trust and believe that, you know, all done in God's timing. For some of us, you know, we get impatient and things are not moving as fast as we like.
Yeah.
But we have to be reminded that God is repositioning things in our favor. He's putting people in place where they need to be, taking those that don't need to be there, taking them out. So we just have to be patient and allow God to do what he needs to do, and then we'll be able to see that big picture in the end.
Amen.
Well, Marjanee, we appreciate you coming on, man, and we pray that you be blessed. We pray a blessing over the food that you was cooking. In the mighty name of Jesus, man. We
Amen.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Now, thank you again, man, and we going to look forward to hearing from you soon.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. You guys have a good evening.
All right, God bless.
You too.
Okay, bye.
All right, man, that was the sister, Marjanee. Kingdom 7, man, what you think, man? I think that was a great interview. What's up?
Nah, it was a real good interview, man. She was preaching. She was teaching and she was preaching, as well as getting her music ministry in. It was a blessing to sit here and interview her today.
Nah, that's what's up, man. And me and Kingdom 7 are still going to share our thoughts on today's topic, which is submission in life, in various areas of our life. Marjanee actually went in on the marriage part. I'm gonna allow Kingdom to talk about the marriage part, but I'm gonna also talk about some other things, other people that we need to be submitted to so that God will be pleased with our life.
You know, as somebody asked, does this mean that we no longer are true to ourselves? Nah, when you really submit to somebody in the righteous sense of submitting, you still are yourself, but you are really just getting to a place where if it requires somebody to back down, then I'm going to back down so that the marriage works the best way. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it doesn't mean that you have to forget who you are. But it is sometimes it is going to require less of focus on you. You know what I'm saying? And that's really what's up. So I'm excited about what Kingdom 7 going to bring. Because your wife wrote a book about this, correct?
Yeah, she wrote a book about it, man. It's called Breaking the Eve Mentality. It was her first book. God was dealing with her in submission to me, as well as other things in her life. So she, you know, she finally did what God told her to do, and she wrote the book. And it's not just submission, man and woman. It has some pastors and things of that nature. So it's like a broad spectrum of about submission. It's a good book, you know, if y'all like to cop it. But as I bring what I'm gonna bring to the table tonight, the first thing I would like to see to paint a subliminal picture or a mental picture of submission and headship.
Yeah.
It's an umbrella. The first umbrella is Christ.
Well, let's do this. Okay? Let's do this. We gonna get that to him in just a second. I know. Hey, now y'all got the umbrella. Y'all gonna have to find out what goes under the umbrella. But let's go to this joint.
Yeah, that's right.
Lecrae and Flame featuring Lecrae, called Joyful Noise on Yada Da King, also featuring John Riley. Check it out.
All right.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. Man. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, the throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, named superior to theirs. This is Hebrews
chapter 1, if you care.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted like drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it, I love it.
This world like I'm from the planet Mars. I love to preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar. I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my lard. He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guard. But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge. Now me and my bud need to be in a psych ward. Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred. Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before his feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound. Hearing holy, holy, holy coming out of the mouth of the four living creatures by his throne all around. Can you picture the scene that this is how it's going down? You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love it.
Declare the Lord is forever. Make it joyful noise in His praise. son, like a home run. Christ is King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man, Sin Conqueror, Grave Conqueror, Satan Conquered. Can take a sinner, atheist sinner, to God conscious. Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
Shining up on my face, wouldn't take it away. Ain't nothing in this world that I would trade. Cause you're so fly, so right. When no one was around who held it down. That's why I ain't afraid to say I love you. Yeah, yeah, I love you. Put nothing above you. You make me feel like I'm standing on a mountain. Make me feel like I'm floating right above the sea. You make me feel like I'm flying through. Clouds, don't wanna come down, don't wanna touch the ground. Oh, they can offer all the money in the world, and they can try to give me all the diamonds and the pearls. A nice crib, a nice whip, sitting on the banks, but it don't mean a thing.
If I ain't got you, you.
From the beginning, was with me when I'm losing. Now we together winning. My best friend, I never give you up, ayy. I'm all in, you already know what's up, ayy. Cause you always held me down, always been a friend. Never let me down, no. You kept me on your side,
like I was a sidekick.
Was with me when I ride,
no matter the assignment. They get out of round.
It's me and you together, it's me and you forever. Cause with all of the fame and all of the money, you're the only thing they can never take from me. You my one and only lover, friend. So if it ain't you, it don't mean a thing.
Yo, that song right there is the homie George Lott featuring T1. Don't mean a thing. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't got love, everything else don't mean a thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got that love. But let's talk about submission. and Kingdom 7, man, since you came up with the topic today, or like I do all the time, I always let you talk about it. Go ahead, share what you think concerning this issue of submission.
All right. Well, first of all, like we were saying in the live stream, for all y'all people that stayed and tuned in to the Yacht of the King show, I gave a mental picture of an umbrella, but it's a threefold thing,
yeah.
Okay, because of the fact you have Christ first, okay, that's the big umbrella. The umbrella under that is the husband, and then the umbrella under that is the wife.
Mm.
Well, Christ covers the other two umbrellas, okay, so the husband is under Christ, so that's his submission, he submits to Christ,
yeah.
And since the husband is right under Christ, his role is protect the family, provide for family.
Mm.
Okay? Then you have the woman's umbrella, which is right under the husband, and his children, manager of home. Okay? So, but the overall is Christ. So everybody that's in that is connected to Christ.
Right.
So if everybody's being submissive in their roles, then everything should run the way it should run. Christ first, husband submit to Christ, and then the wife and everything else. That's the first picture that I wanted to let people share with the people. but as for the topic, submission, you know, every believer is commanded to submit to God, okay?
Mm.
If we're married, we submit to God first, then our spouse. But if we're single, God is our spouse, okay?
Yeah.
And then being married to our spouse, this brings a point like sexual needs as well. You know what I'm saying? Single people submit themselves to God for fulfillment when they have sexual desires.
Mm.
Okay? when we fail to do these things, we put ourselves in bad spots, and it may lead to fornication or adultery. Okay? So the first thing, you know, if we submit to God first, then that will give us the understanding on how to submit to our wives or wives to husbands, or even when it comes to submitting to pastors. Because if you're under a pastor and you're in a ministry or a ministry in the church, there's always somebody in headship or that's the head. And you have to be able to submit to those people. Even at your job, there's somebody's always in charge of you. So you have to be able to submit to that person in authority.
Right.
So, so when we don't submit, you know, Satan is very crafty, and he can make everything look better than what it is until he get us in the trap.
Right.
So, my main thing is, like it said in James, I believe James 1:14, it says that we are drawn away and enticed by our own evil desires.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that to happen. So if we always stay submitted to Christ, then we should be we're in the best position that we can ever be in, being submitted to Christ. But Christ is going to let us know where we're wrong at, where we need to grow at, and everything of that nature. And then it comes down to the man. If we're leading our homes in the right way, being submissive to God, God is going to lead us the right way on how we should be able to provide, care for our wives, teach our children, and that nature. And then the woman, seeing that we're submitted to Christ first, and how we're submitted to God, and how it plays a role in her, because a lot of women don't like to submit. They don't like to submit words. You know, it's like, oh, I ain't going to tell you what to do, and you ain't going to tell me what to do. You know, I'm a grown woman or a grown man. But if we really understand the true word of submission, then both people in the role would know how to play the submission role with each other and keep the family as one unit. It's relationship. That's what God is basically about, relationship. So that's my take on it.
No, that's good stuff, man. He kind of went in on it. You know what I'm saying? And what I'm going to do is, nah, I ain't going to do it, Frog. Frog would always say, enough said. But there's always more that could be said. I mean, really submitting, as he talked about, I think a lot of times the church actually mentions, you know, the woman submitting to the man, but it is also the husband's job to submit to the woman. And you did allude to that. You did speak on that. And I think it's very important that we have to understand that sometimes submitting to your wife, you know, men, most of the time they feel like, oh, I gotta, whatever I say is right. Da, 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 da. No, sometimes you have to submit to your wife's needs. Some of the things that she needs, if she needs, you know, you to stay home, from work one day, sometimes you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? And really is what happens is when you have a proper, marriage, you'll submit to your husband and your wife, or, you know what I'm saying? Your wife will submit to you and, the husband will submit to the wife. And when they do that correctly, it gives such a great, cohesion that, you know, everything that goes in that marriage is going to be a lot better than people that don't submit. So, I mean, it's not even just like that in marriage, but any kind of relationships, you have to have a giving, you have to be able to give to somebody else. If you can't give, if you, it's all take, the relationship's not going to last, man. So,
yeah,
that's our take on this subject. We're going to be in a live stream for a little bit, but you know how we do it. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And it's your man, DJ Kingdom 7. Yeah.
That's right, man. And we yada the king. How about you? Let's get out of here.
Praise you, me. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da. Shabakta. I yada da. I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da.